What's up, Tracy?
What's up, Trenasia?
Oh, wow. You know what? It's been a lot. You know?
it's been a long time.
Long time coming. What's that song?
But a change is gonna come.
And that's exactly what? Very fitting.
Very fitting. The change came.
It came. It's here.
So, we are pleased to announce, drum roll. We are no longer melodically dope. Well, we are, but we not.
But we still them. But
who said we still them?
We still them. But
that's still our name.
We still them. Okay.
They is us.
They us. We them.
But we just click check.
Bottom line is, our podcast is no longer melodically dope. The podcast is now Click Chat Podcast. And you heard that right. It's Click Chat, not Chit Chat.
No.
Okay.
The shit that y'all niggas be missing in between y'all girls. Right.
Missing frequently.
So that's us now.
That's Click us Chat now.
Click Chat Podcast.
Yeah.
And of course, we're going to be coming with the same racy topics.
Yes.
And
provocative, not safe for work, you know, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. We just felt like we wanted a different name to go with our topics and our raunchiness, and you know what better name than Clit Chat.
I'm just saying,
we both have clits.
We do.
And we like to chat.
And we have a podcast.
Yeah. And we have a podcast. So
Clit Chat Podcast.
It's
and we're
born.
Still located, we can still be found on Apple Music, Spotify, all of that good stuff.
Yes.
We have changed all of our name stuff over on all of the platforms.
Yes.
From Melodically Dope to Click Chat. However, you can still look us up with Melodically Dope.
Right.
To get to Click Chat.
Right.
We wanted to make it easy for y'all.
Yeah.
We act like we did that on purpose. We actually did.
It was an accident, but... It worked in our
favor.
It
works for y'all.
Yeah, it worked.
Because y'all can look us up.
Yeah.
And y'all already subscribed.
It sure is.
So you ain't got to subscribe.
You don't have to do nothing.
And if you're not subscribed, then I suggest you go subscribe.
Yeah. And tell a friend.
A few of them.
Several friends.
A threesome of them.
Threesome. Tell a threesome of friends. Does that make sense? Tell a threesome of friends. Hey, y'all get the point. Point is, Melodically Dope is Click Chat Podcast. So, with that being said, we're going to jump right into it. This week, we're going to be discussing just where we've been, what we've been up to, and how we came up with, you know, the transition, all that good stuff. All the questions that you guys have been asking over the past few months, we're going to answer them today.
Definitely, where the fuck we been?
Yeah.
Everybody has
that
been
that is
trying
the
to
number
say,
one
what,
question.
Where the fuck? We've been out. Our faces have been out. Even though we have not been recording, y'all, yeah. We have been out.
We've done a lot.
We have done a lot. We just left New Orleans.
Turned up there real quick.
Turned up really, like, literally 2 to 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah. For the whole weekend. Like, not even a day. Yeah,
What did I get in? Friday at midnight?
Mm-hmm.
I think we probably slept probably about 4 hours total.
Probably four
from
hours.
From Thursday for
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, because I didn't get no sleep. No.
What was that? Sunday, we came straight from the club.
Straight from the club, straight to the airport. Like, talk about tired.
Motherfucking tired.
I caught that 1 hour of sleep though on plane. Mm-hmm. I had to. I just couldn't. I was like, I did that before in Miami. Mm-hmm. Left the club, went straight to the airport.
Bro.
I don't know why I do that to myself.
Bro, you talking about tired.
I'm never doing
and
that
again.
And
then had to turn the fuck around and go to work. Monday.
And I went to work. And you know what? Listen, I thought I was good because I'm like, okay. Yeah. We get back, I think the plane landed like at 8 o'clock in the morning or something like that. I'm like, okay, well, I got all day Sunday to recuperate, chill, and I can go back to work Monday. Wrong. When you in your 30s, that shit.
You need a good 48
hours. A 48-hour recovery period. Like,
maybe after drinking?
I mean, seriously.
Man.
Yeah.
Speaking of drinking. My coworker went to Denver this past week and bought me an edible bag.
Oh, really?
He did.
Oh, that was nice.
That was nice.
You know what? I wonder if somebody brought me one back. They out there right now.
Really? I love the fact that my friends are willing to smuggle drugs for me.
I mean, Tracy smuggled drugs.
Bro.
What was that? When was that you went to?
July?
July. Oh, yeah, because we weren't recording. Bunch. Yeah, and she smuggled a lot. I called her El Chapo.
Bro. Yo, I had everything, nigga, from pills to
weed. Literally everything. She had a little bit of everything.
Like
a edibles. Cornucopia.
I did. A plethora of items. Plethora. You could choose from vape pens.
Yeah.
Whatever you wanted. I had it. I was the plug.
As you can see, this summer, we literally just took the summer off and traveled a little bit.
Yeah.
And just hung out in the streets of Dallas and Cali and Houston and, you know, just all over the place. So that's where we've been. We've been chilling and networking.
Absolutely. We did a show with Crown Jewels.
We sure did. Shout out to Chimo. And Off the Chain Podcast.
Off the Chain Podcast. We did a collabo with them.
Yeah. That should be releasing pretty soon.
It should. It's visual as well as audio. So.
Yeah.
We've been working, y'all. We really have been working. We've just been quiet about it.
Yeah.
Of course, we've been with the shits in the group. So if you're not in the group, yo, bad.
Yeah. Add yourself.
It's Clit Chat Podcast.
Yeah.
If you quiet, don't go in there just looking.
Please don't.
Cause you'll get.
You got 48 hours or your ass getting in the booth. Simple as that.
But what else? What else have we been up to?
I don't know. It's just been so much shit. You know, it's like been months and months of quietness.
It has been. Like, on their side.
Yeah, on their side.
So, also, we do have another event. Let's go ahead and plug this now. We do have another event coming up.
Yes.
So, this weekend, actually. So, we're going to put this content out very quickly so y'all don't be hearing this next week.
Right.
this weekend, our girl, Miss Allure.
This Friday,
Miss Allure from Off the Chain Podcast will be hosting a game night.
And it's at Fourth Quarter Bar and Grill.
Mm-hmm. In Oak Cliff.
Oak Cliff of Westmoreland.
Tickets are still available.
You have to go on Eventbrite and buy your tickets. There will be no tickets sold at the door.
Literally, they're only $10. And we will be guest hosting.
Yes.
So we're going to be on stage doing our thing. You get to see us live. You get to meet us live.
Along with some other podcasts and
some of your favorites.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing giveaways. And it's going to be a really fun time.
It will be.
So doors open at 7. Mm-hmm. 7 to 10:30 is when the game night is, and around 11 that's when the club will start doing karaoke.
Oh, okay.
I can't guarantee you I'll be jumping on that mic.
I will not.
But you know,
I'll show my support and record everybody
jumping on the mic.
Yeah, jumping on the mic. I will not be doing that. Unless I had enough drinks, then I might.
Ain't that much drinking in the world.
So y'all make sure y'all check out their game night. Go buy y'all tickets on Eventbrite. $10.
Absolutely. $10. This is going to be a $10 well spent Friday. You just get out for work. You want it online. Is it BYOB?
I want to say it is.
Hold on. Yeah, let me check. Fact check group.
I want to say it is BYOB. And they do serve food, so y'all can purchase food there or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a good time. We're going to have all the favorite games there, like Uno, Dominoes, Baze, all that. And then we'll be hosting a particular game. You have to wait to see what that will be when you get there.
Of course, it's going to be fun and tricky.
Yep. Just like us.
Yay! So, yeah. No, I don't know if it's BYOB.
I'm not sure.
Just bring a bottle in the car.
Just leave it in the car.
Yeah.
That way you'll have it.
And then if it's there, then you can. You know, niggas be always going to the car anyway.
Yeah, anyway. So you'll be good. Just bring it. So we can take shots with you in the car.
She's not like a setup.
You want to go to the car real
fast? I know.
Never see us again.
I know.
But hey, I mean, I'll risk it.
A black man.
I'll risk it for some Jameson. Jameson is the weight of my heart. So
they got a nigga named Jameson.
No. If you have a white man or a black man, we're not going near it. Okay.
Or a suburban.
I would say or a suburban or a truck or Impala.
Ooh, an excursion.
Or matter of fact, just bring the bottle. Just sneak the bottle in the club. How about that? That way we'll all be safe.
So, Tanisha, dating. Yes. Let's catch up on dating.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, your girl is officially single. Single. No more sort of boo. No more work bae. No more none of that.
Sort of boo.
We're good. I literally have not been dating. We broke up back in June, so it's been a couple months, and I'm honestly not interested in nobody. Like, I don't know what it is. I just fuck these niggas.
She didn't literally mean she just fuck these niggas. No. She meant like fuck these niggas.
Fuck these niggas. Yeah, like I'm good on y'all. Like, men are trash.
So you're going through the angry stage?
Nah, I'm over that really. I'm good. It's just I'm not interested in nobody. Nobody has really caught my eye. I haven't gone on any dates. Mm-hmm. I haven't exchanged. Well, I did exchange my number with somebody.
Really?
I gave out my actual number. And I don't see that going anywhere. So,
back to giving out Instagram.
Yeah, back to giving out my Instagram or Snapchat, which I'm never on.
Yeah,
but I give them that.
I started trying to tweet again.
You know what? Oh yeah, remember? I did try to tweet.
I tried to tweet in New Orleans.
Did you?
I think it lasted for like two tweets.
I'm just like, I feel like I'm just talking to myself. I'm like, I don't know. But dating for me right now is non-existent. So I'm good. I'm chilling. You know.
Okay.
What about Tracy?
Tracy is, she's chilling.
Chilling?
She's chilling.
I think the last time our listeners heard from us, you were celibate.
Was it?
I think so.
Oh, that's far.
I'm the celibate one right now. I haven't had sex in like 2 or 3 months. And
no, that's not me anymore.
Yeah.
We definitely switched. I passed that over to you.
Yeah, you did.
And helped yourself with that serving.
Yeah.
Definitely getting dick now.
Must be nice.
It is. Yeah. It is. It is. I can't say he's a sort of boo. Because, see, sort of boo led into a relationship. But this one ain't going nowhere. Like, okay.
He's just there.
He there when he there. He's there. Not when he not.
Okay.
You know?
Y'all know y'all's lanes.
We do.
Yeah.
We definitely have lanes. We stay in our
y'all
lanes.
Y'all just carpooling.
We do. Every now and then, we carpool, get in the HOV together.
Yeah.
And ride all night.
Yeah. So. Okay. Screws me.
So, yeah, you know, it's cool. It's cool. But other than that, nothing's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy has been with me.
Crazy. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell my listeners, so happened yesterday. Tanisha knows.
Yeah,
she knows. Was leaving the store, minding my own little 2 cents. If you know me, if you see me in public, I pay attention to my surroundings to a certain degree. And apparently this dude caught me so slipping.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And the craziest part about it is that I peeped him when he was not looking. Mm-hmm. Looked him up and down, was like, okay, he cute.
Yeah.
And went along with my business.
Mm-hmm.
So that store didn't have what I wanted. So I went to my car, got in, and I drove to another store. When I drove to the other store, I was getting out the car. Dude followed me to the store.
Mm. Not stalkerish at all.
And
I'm gonna call him Ted Bundy. That's so
he didn't drive
Ted
a
Bundy.
Beagle.
Hey. He probably got one in his garage somewhere. Like,
but still, he followed me to the store, mm-hmm. and I got out. And me being the ding dong I am, because at this point I done checked him out, thought he was cute, and completely forgot about him.
Yep.
And when he pulled up, I'm looking confused because I'm like, damn, he kind of looked familiar. Where
That's
have I
that
seen
ADD.
Him?
That's the ADD kicked in real quick.
Where have I seen him before? Right. And he was like, damn, you drive fast. And I was like, huh? And he was like, I was trying to get your attention to see if you was getting in a car with a dude. Mm-hmm. He was like, and you pulled off so fast. He said, shit, I was trying to catch up with you. He was like, I was hoping you turned in one of the, what's the name? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. And he introduced himself and he was like, can I have your number? And he was like, or can I give you mine? And I was like, I mean, I feel like you might have
already. I kind of feel like you had no choice, but.
I mean, like, literally my comment was, I kind of feel like I have to.
Yeah, you
probably
felt,
already got my license plate number.
Exactly. You felt a little obligated. I mean, I would have gave it to him too. Like, you went.
And then,
this,
like, when I gave it to him, he called me right there and I was like, fuck.
Oh, God. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jesus. He called me right then and there. And I was like,
I don't
oh.
like that. I don't like that at all. That's irritating to me.
I didn't know how to take it.
I mean, I get it that they do that so you can have their numbers, but then I feel like it just reminds me of those creepy guys that's in the club and you give them a number.
It's like, and they be like, let me see if your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they're that reminds. That is the most awkward shit in the world where they be like, I'm going to call you now.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go over here real fast.
Right, yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with my phone.
Yeah.
Turn somebody else.
Phone will be turned out real quick. Hello? Like, it's.
Right. Damn, what number I give you?
Well, my bad. Boy, I've been drinking.
That's
so hard. No, sorry. I mean, I feel like you had to give him the digits, you know? Like,
I had to give him some digits.
Something.
And they had to be mine because he definitely checked.
Oh.
But, no, I mean, like I said, he was nice looking and everything like
yeah.
that.
So was Ted Bundy.
He was. That's how he got those girls.
Yeah.
And definitely how he got
No, them. But he might actually be, you know, a decent guy. I would love to hear more about this particular
He texted me today. He actually called me while I was at work.
Oh, okay.
He told me he wasn't looking for anybody, anything mm-hmm. serious.
Mm-hmm.
I actually told him. He was like, he had just kind of gave me his little rundown. And he was like, because of my past, I'm like super honest.
Yeah.
So he was like, I am talking to somebody, but we're not together. Mm-hmm. We just been talking.
Yeah.
And he was like, but, you know, just want to be honest with you. And I was like, well, I am fucking somebody. We're not together. But we fucking. So he was like, oh, okay. Nigga, I thought we was being honest.
Hey, you didn't say
you
to what
the
degree. Like,
to me, and I just told you I was on it already.
Right.
So, but no. And that's how I told him. I was like, I don't plan on stopping no time soon.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
But no, other than that, I've been chilling.
Yeah, so have I. Like, I don't know what it is. I guess I'm in this phase of just.
Are you in nesting?
Just leave me alone.
Are you
Yeah, I am very much so in the nesting mood.
Did you see what I had posted in that group not too long ago? And I was like, is anybody else in that nesting phase?
I did see
I definitely
that.
Am in that
I'm definitely
phase.
In that. Like, I'm very much so content with just being at home, mm-hmm. away from people. Like, mm-hmm. I am fine with that. Like,
so fine.
Plans were canceled. Great.
It rained?
Wow.
That's a reason for me
Yeah, right. Right. Okay. Like, I'm mm-hmm. cool with that. Like,
Absolutely.
I've been on that for a couple weeks now. It's like, whatever.
Yeah. I think we've both been on the same page because we've been canceling plans.
Man, say, we're supposed to record so many times, y'all.
Not even just recording.
Oh, but plans. Like, yeah. Was that last week? Was that last week? This
week? We were supposed to go somewhere.
We were supposed to go somewhere. And we both be like, so,
that free concert.
Oh, that's what it was.
The
Wale
and Lion Bay.
Yes.
We were both supposed to
we
go.
We both wanted to see them.
Bro, we both was like, yo, let's do this tonight. Let's get our outfits together. We at work, y'all. Let's get our outfits together. Now, mind you, we get our outfits kind of cold.
Yeah.
Tanisha texted me. And she was like, yo, we going to the concert? You going to the concert? I texted her back. I said, bro, I'm laying on the couch.
I was like, cool, same. I just wanted to check, make sure I wasn't standing you up or nothing. Like,
we really been on the same way.
Literally.
The, like, nigga,
every time we say, oh, this would be a cool event, that day comes, like, man, this couch feels real. Like, my blanket is really comfortable right now.
Just
like,
saying. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I think it's just that time of the year. I personally, and females, I'm talking to y'all, I get in these modes where it's like, it's I call it nesting. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go anywhere. I literally just want mm-hmm. to be in my house. I want to redecorate. I want to
hibernate.
Yes, like I want yes. to, like, all of my energy and everything is literally focused on myself and my house. I mm-hmm. meditate more mm-hmm. and I'm taking spiritual baths more and I'm staging more mm-hmm. and I'm changing the decor and I'm moving things around in my yeah. house, and you know, I'm little small changes, whether it's colorings, whether it's the way my furniture is positioned, mm-hmm. like I'm constantly doing something, making something old new again.
Yeah,
like I'm constantly have. I don't want to go.
Yeah, that's the same with me. But for me, it's more like I'm finding new hobbies. Like mm-hmm. you know, I'm baking cookies and shit. Like yeah, sure. I'm decorating cookies. Like
the cookies. You and Ryan would get along. Ryan loves to do that.
I love to bake, and that's what people don't realize. I love to cook. I love to bake. So I'm like making new recipes, cooking and mm-hmm. baking and learning how to make a new outfit, or mm-hmm. like I just like doing DIY type of exactly. stuff. And
yeah, absolutely.
Just coming up with new hobbies. Mm-hmm. Like, what else can I do? Like, that's what.
And be as happy.
And be so content. Freaking content.
Like, I'm so, like, I don't want to leave the house.
No.
I do not want to go. Like, I don't want to do nothing.
No.
If I could stay in the house for the next 48, 72 hours.
Oh, I'm good.
And not move at all. Mm-hmm. I am so good.
I'm good. As long as I got me some chips and guac, mm-hmm. some wine or Jameson,
yeah,
I'm good.
You see, I had yeah. wine on deck.
That's, I got my wine.
I went grocery shopping right yesterday now. Morning. Yeah. That's where old dude was stocking me at.
Yeah.
And what was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. Yeah. And, I mean, I just been good.
I've been good.
Yeah. Like, these are the days, this is that time of year that if I'm snowed in, I'm so happy.
Oh, yeah. For
those
sure.
ice storms where it's like the whole city turned shut down.
I'm good.
I am so
yeah.
content.
As long as I got all of my necessities.
Yeah, I don't get cabin fever at all.
Right.
That's I'll be like, I might open the door though. And then that yeah. cool air coming
oh, yeah.
in lately. Oh, I've been in heaven. I really have. Trinisha came in. She's saying I changed my
yeah, I
plate
like, oh,
settings
look at you.
And stuff.
Yeah.
I made my plate settings in my dining room more festive and. Girl.
Festive for the season, you
it
know.
Is.
Seasons change, we change,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
I love it.
I do. So, ladies, if you guys are going through that nesting stage, even fellas too.
I feel like guys do that too. They just they probably just don't call it nesting. They
obviously.
Just, I don't know what they would call it, but they chill.
Well, fucking tired.
They chill it.
We gonna chill. I'm gonna be at home.
Yeah, chilling. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, but yeah, fellas, mm-hmm. y'all probably going through it too.
Yeah,
I was surprised to see a lot of women that in that group was like, "Yeah, I'm doing the same yeah. thing. Mm-hmm. I thought I was tripping." And no, absolutely. And I was like, "Not alone.
Mm-mm, not at all."
So yeah,
it's just wonderful.
And besides, we got so much coming up this weekend. I'm trying to reserve energy because I really don't want.
Who
to
you
it's
telling?
So draining to be
who
out
you
right now.
Like no matter of fact, so we're going to concert Thursday. It's called Film It Forward, and me and Tracy bought the tickets.
Me and Marshy.
Yes.
I bought the tickets.
But me and you bought them under the impression that we were going to see Brandy.
True. Very true.
Marshy was excited to see everybody that was on the ticket. Me and Tracy was like, oh, shoot. Brandy on this? Okay, I'm going. That's all I needed to know.
That's
Brandy,
all.
Cool. I'm there.
Brandy and Dallas, take my money.
Yeah. But today we find out that she actually is not joining the tour, and they replaced her with Ashanti.
Okay. Out of all fucking people. A fucking Ashanti.
Now listen, we're not melodically dope as far as our podcast, but we still love music, so we were disappointed. Okay.
Extremely.
Like, you cannot replace an icon like Brandy
with fucking Ashanti.
Like, you just can't do that. So
I took it to Instagram and I called her ass out. I tagged her 2 times in my post and tagged her
yeah.
on the what's the name show to show
she really
her
did.
Page.
She really did. And I say this to say that Brandy, fuck you. No.
Whoa.
No. I can't.
Really back in.
I can't. No, I'm just really
Brandy
upset.
Still got.
No, she really is. Like, my bad, bro. I can't. Nah, but I'm just really disappointed by that. So we are supposed to be going to the concert on Thursday, and then of course Friday is the game night, and And we probably got other shit planned and just forgot about it like we normally do. But, you know, like
I said, we're just like preserving our information. I feel like something is supposed to be happening on that Saturday.
I honestly think so too, and I don't remember.
Not nothing on my calendar, but I really feel like something on the 19th is supposed to happen.
Yeah. There's no telling. It might be on my calendar.
I hope so. Sure the fuck ain't on mine.
No. If it's not on yours, it's probably not on mine either. We gotta ask Marcy. Maybe Marcy.
She would know. Definitely Marcy would know. Oh, Sunday I got meditation though.
Oh, okay.
Pan Africa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she brought it back. I can't wait. I'm definitely going to that. If I don't need shit else, sure. I'm definitely going to the meditation.
I definitely need to go there.
You should.
Yeah, I need to go.
Oh my gosh. I think I need to get some toxins out. Girl, I burned some sage the other day.
Oh, did you?
Baby!
Listen, so we, the other day, was that last week, actually, we had a family camp night.
That was so cute, right?
Oh, girl, it ended in disaster. Oh. Okay, so, like, it was fights and police was called, everything. Oh, mind you, we're in Waxahachie, so, you know, you can't be doing all that shit. Anyway, it was at my cousin's house, and they only been out there for, like, a year. And she was so stressed out. This is my cousin-in-law, my cousin's wife. She was so stressed out, so I ended up ordering them some sage, like a smudge kit, and sent it to them. They had no idea. And so she called me, and she was like, I'm so glad you sent this, because I have been feeling stressed. And she left work, and it was sitting on her porch. She was like, just came right on time. And I'm like, well, you know, sometimes we just need to smudge some of that negative energy.
No, I kid you not. Listen, I smudged, like, I've been doing it more frequently. Even though nobody's really been here.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that, you know, because I'm in this whole space.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've been interacting with people. Like, my energy has been completely off. Like, when people talk to me outside, I catch an attitude.
Yeah.
Like, please stop talking to me.
Yeah.
Like, you're walking slow in front of me. I'm like, move.
Yeah.
And I'm like, saying it out loud. It's not in my head.
Like you say, we're interacting with other people every day. So, though, you know, energies transfer.
It does.
So
you don't want that. It's so draining.
Yeah.
So I literally, yo, it was scary. So I've never had this happen. Mm-hmm. And that's how I know my energy was really off. And I need to, that's why I was like, definitely I got to go to this meditation thing. I was burning sage.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm burning it. I walk through the house, you know, smudge every room, all that other stuff. Did my doorways, my doors, all that type of stuff. My windows, all that type of stuff. So I was like, usually I just let it burn out.
Yeah.
I set it somewhere and let it burn out. Bitch, when I tell you this sage.
Did it catch on fire? Like,
it was not on fire, but the amount of smoke that started coming out of
here. Oh, really?
I was like, oh. When I tell you, my whole den was literally smoky as shit. I had to take the sage and put it in water.
What?
It was not on fire, though.
What?
I had to take the sage and put it in water. I kid you not. And open the doors and air it out.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, my God. Because, like I said, when I hadn't lit it again. Mm-hmm. I walked through the house.
Yeah.
And it was burning fine like it was supposed to. But when I put it there and I set it there, honey.
Oh, no.
I was like.
I wonder what that means.
I heard that when it's that much smoke, it's like really bad energy.
Yeah.
And it's trying to clear out the bad energy. So, of course, saging way more frequently.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like.
And then, like, last week, too, at our family camp thing, I was reading everybody cards and stuff. Girl, my shit been on point. I was like.
Where's your cards at? You ain't got no cards?
No, I don't. Card. I didn't bring them.
You were supposed to read my cards.
I know. I was supposed to read them a long time ago, but. My shit was on point.
Was it?
Man. Like, I read about 10 people. Literally. And, like, all the stuff, all the situations I was talking about, I had no idea.
That's funny.
And everybody was like, wow, what? You know, everybody, my mama wasn't in the room, obviously, because she was like, I don't fuck with that.
Your
London don't play that, okay? But it was so cool because I was like, you know, I've been trying to, like, get back into the groove of it, and I hadn't really been practicing or studying like I normally would, and so it was just really cool.
That's awesome.
That all that shit was just coming to fruition, and.
We sorry, y'all. Point. We done turned this podcast into a whole spiritual awakening.
Numb your whole rank.
But I pussy don't have no evil spirits.
Okay. Hey.
Oh, God. They calling.
Oh, dude.
Y'all know he's saved in there like
I know. See, you know, some days I be wanting a little booze, and some days I'm like, fuck y'all niggas. No. But, yeah, so we turned this into like a little spiritual awakening type shit, but back to the freaky shit in just a second. Tracy had to answer her little boo's phone call real quick before she got slapped. So that's what she's doing. So I'm just talking to y'all until she gets back. But, like I said, we just been really just chilling. Make sure y'all come out to the game night Friday. And this week we're not going to be discussing the actual topic. We're just, you know, catching up with each other, catching up with the listeners, letting y'all know what we've been doing, what's been going on, answering some of the questions. So, like we said, the main question we've been getting is where we've been. Now y'all know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been putting in work.
Putting in work, doing our spirituality type shit, you know.
Getting back grounded.
Yeah. Traveling. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm celibate, Tracy's not.
Switching roles.
Yeah, switching roles. Per usual. I'm not trying to be celibate, but
why just, would you say that? Now your inbox is gonna be, I got some dick for you.
No, that's okay. I would recycle. I know where I can get some from, okay? I'm good. What else we want to discuss today?
I think that's it.
We just wanted to do like a little introduction, you know, to Clit Chat, let y'all know we are here.
We are here.
A new episode will be dropping next week.
Next week.
This week, however, make sure y'all go get y'all tickets for the game night. It's this Friday. What's the Friday's date? 18th, October 18th.
That's true.
So make sure y'all do that. It's on Eventbrite. Shout out to Off the Chain Podcast. Miss Allure. What else?
Was that Gmo's thing?
What?
Hey, his new radio station.
What?
I don't know.
Tracy's looking up something that she don't even know what she's looking up, but
it was like Galaxy something.
No, that's what's his name?
Where King.
Yeah, that's what recorded for the visual.
Oh.
Yeah, so yeah, make sure y'all stay tuned for the visual that we have with Crown Jewels Podcast as well as Off the Chain Podcast. We discuss, you know, several different topics, and it will be on YouTube as well as Facebook. We actually went live to recording that, so y'all can go onto Galaxy Radio on Facebook, and I think it should be on that page still. I'm not sure.
Podcast radio station.
And shout out to Galaxy Radio for that.
Shout out to King.
King, what's up? And I think that's it.
Yeah.
So next week, stay tuned. Clit Chat Podcast. Is Malagly Dope? Malagly Dope is Clit Chat Podcast.
We are she and she is we.
All right. So, as always, y'all can follow us. It's not Malagly Dope anymore. It's Clit Chat Podcast. So, what's our Instagram name? Is it Clit Chat Pod?
Hold on.
It's
Momento, por favor.
Well, okay, y'all can follow my personal page on Instagram, which is at Tatum_Tots, and our Clit Chat Podcast is Clit_Chat Podcast. Okay, that's Clit_Chat Podcast. And Tracy?
Oh, of course, I'm still, it's me, Tracy V.
Of course.
I am on Instagram, Face, don't follow me.
No. Twitter.
It's me, Tracy V. And also on Snapchat, my name is It's Me, Tracy V. There.
Okay. I feel, should we make a Snapchat for our Clit Chat?
We already did for Melodically Dope, and
so
we never used it.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. But you can follow us on Twitter as well, Clit Chat Pod. And I'm on Twitter under Tatum_Tots. And stay tuned for next week.
Deuces.